Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And Faisal, there's an interesting problem that we run across with some regularity in Calgary because of some close connections to the United States through oil and so on and so forth. But an interesting situation arises from an estate perspective when you have an executor or perhaps beneficiaries of your estate, like your kids, for instance, that have moved down to the United States. You live here and they're living in the United States.
Yeah, as more and more people decide to go where the jobs may be or have their lives away from their parents, a lot of times they end up in the United States. And that can cause a problem when you, as a Canadian, are planning your estate plan. In the event of your death, what happens? Who does the money go to? Yeah. And who takes care of those responsibilities of executing those requests? They're known as an executor. Can become very complicated the minute your selected beneficiary or executor is an American.
Yeah, or living in the United States.
Right.
So this is a complicated issue. We're not sure we're going to do justice in 10 minutes, but and the rules aren't necessarily black and white.
Correct.
So we've got a terrific guest to help us try to understand some of the issues that we need to address and face if, in fact, you're in that situation. Max Reed will be joining us just shortly. He's a cross-border tax lawyer at SKL Tax in Vancouver. Max, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, guys. Great to be here.
So let's try to make some sense of this, Max. Let's maybe start with this notion of an executor. What happens if I'm living in Calgary and I've got a child that moves down to the United States that is my executor in my will?
Well, there's a couple of tax problems you have to navigate. The first is that if, under the Canadian tax rules, your estate is considered to be managed from the United States, then the administration of that estate gets a lot more complicated from a Canadian tax perspective. And the second issue is that from a U.S. tax perspective, the U.S. tax rules might consider it a U.S. estate, which makes it even more complicated. So the general rule of thumb is if you're is that you should try and have a Canadian resident executor where you can.
So we go, our choices are it's complicated or more complicated.
That's the general rule with cross-border tax issues. You get to choose complicated or more complicated.
Okay. So, again, we don't have a ton of time here, but I would like to give you to give us, our listeners, a sense, because we have clients in particular, we're thinking of a couple, that are now facing this situation. The child's moved down to the United States and is the executor. What if it's not practical and they don't want to change who the executor is, what do they need? What planning can they do in advance to be just on the complicated, not the more complicated side?
Well, the simplest thing to do is to ask a friend to be the executor instead of using their kid who's moved to the States. Right. If that's not an option, then what they want to do is make sure that the kid, after the second spouse passes away, make sure that the kid does all of the estate administration while physically present in Canada and documents that. And the reason that's important is that it prevents the estate from being considered from being managed not in Canada if the person doing all the work to manage the estate, the executor, the U.S. kid in this particular instance, is in Canada at all times. So that should solve the problem. But again, that could sometimes be impractical because, you know, kids have lives and families and whatever, and they're not necessarily going to be able to fly to Canada and do all the work in Canada. But that is the technical solution to this issue.
Okay. Fair enough. So we've got that situation. Is that a residency issue? Is it a citizenship issue? So child moves to the United States, is a resident of the U.S. Is it different if they're a resident or an actual citizen, become a citizen of the U.S.? Or is it just where you're actually domiciled at the time you're doing the work?
It's actually not where you're domiciled, where you do the work, or where you're a citizen or a resident of. It's actually where the estate administration takes place. Right? So you could have someone who lives in Norway, and as long as they're doing, and who's Norwegian, has no connection to Canada, and as long as they're doing the estate administration physically in Canada or wherever they are in Canada, then the issue is resolved. But again, that becomes a little impractical given that, you know, people have lives, etc.
Yeah, and it might be expensive to be flying back.
So the advice is get advice and figure this out, because there's multiple options. And like Dave said, either it's complex or
more complex.
What about beneficiaries? When it comes to people who are putting their children or loved ones in their will to receive assets, and you're an American or you're living in the United States, what's the impact there?
Yeah, for a straightforward will, meaning that there are no trusts created in the will, the actual impact on the beneficiary is reasonably limited. There's some paperwork in the U.S. the beneficiary has to file if they're receiving a bequest from a Canadian estate. But otherwise, that's generally it.
Go ahead. Sorry, Max.
No, I was gonna say, where the complexity ramps up a lot is if in the Canadian will there's a trust formed for the benefit of the U.S. child, and that's where all kinds of complex cross-border tax issues come into play. But where you have just a straightforward will and bequest leaving money to an American kid who is not the executor, then there's some paperwork to file, but it's generally okay.
So it's this notion of trust, if I understand correctly, Max, it really gets things complicated, right? The notion that it could be a Canadian trust dealing on a cross-border basis in any number of different ways that you've just described, that creates these problems, and you're trying desperately to try to avoid that. If somebody falls afoul of this without proper planning, give us some sense of the problems that they're gonna face.
I assume you're talking about the residency of the executor issue now, not the beneficiary issue.
Yeah. Yes. Sure. Let's start there. You bet.
So, the residency issue, like if your estate's considered to be a non-resident, the problems that triggers are sort of twofold. So one, if the estate's trying to sell a piece of real estate, there might be some withholding. The buyer may have to withhold tax on the real estate sale. If the estate has investments, there might have to be tax withheld on the investment income earned by the estate. And then in the United States, what you don't want is under the U.S. tax rules for the estate to be considered a U.S. tax resident, because then the estate would have to pay U.S. income tax on whatever income it earns. And again, like all of these problems, by and large, are navigable if you have the right accountant to help you, but it just increases the complexity dramatically of administering the estate, right? And slows everything down. And so for a smoother ride, we generally recommend, making sure that the estate is resident in Canada by either having a Canadian do it, or if the non-Canadian resident's going to do it, make sure that person is doing it while physically present in Canada.
Got it. I think that we're running out of time here, Max. And as I said, I'm not sure we could do justice to the whole thing, but I think that there's some key takeaways. But before we sign off, let me thank you, first of all, for your time and your input. It's valuable. I know this is a confusing and complicated area for a lot of people. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
We've been joined by Max Reed, who's a cross-border tax lawyer at SKL Tax in Vancouver. Boy, if you didn't take away the notion of thinking through this, planning this, right, if you've got cross-border connections, you weren't paying attention during this segment, right? Complex are not; those aren't great choices.
You've nailed it when you said complex or more complex, and you can't control where your kids go. They go to the States and they're living there and they're building their lives or their careers, and all of a sudden you're now faced with making decisions about your own estate because of that choice. And so you need to get the advice, you need to get the help. Don't bury your head in the sand on this one, because it can get really, really problematic.
Yeah, well, you get the sense that there's some real tax issues that you could run afoul of and create some problems for ultimately your executor. And nobody's gift to their family is tax problems and paperwork, right, and all those issues.
Yeah,
so
it's a pain.
It's a pain, that's right.
That's a pain.
So the legacy bucket is an important piece. I work on that in our team all the time. Now, it's one of the pieces, one of the four buckets that we talk about in proper lifestyle and retirement planning. And we're going to cover all of those buckets at our next seminar, which is coming up on Tuesday, January the 21st, 7 o'clock at the Hamptons Golf Club this time. I hope you join us for that. Give us a call at 966-8400 to register for that. or you can go online at pkag.ca. Now, stay tuned after the break. We'll be talking about some tax strategies to take advantage of before the end of the year. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.